In the news this week, Rishi Sunak backs the fundamental importance of biological sex. The Netherlands expands euthanasia to children of all ages. And we remember the life of the evangelist and founder of Operation Mobilization, George Burwell. Hello. The Prime Minister has emphasised the importance of biological sex in protecting women-only spaces. Speaking to Conservative Home, Rishi Sunak made it clear that while gender-confused people should be treated with compassion, women do not have male genitalia.
As a general kind of operating principle for me, biological sex is vitally, fundamentally important to these questions. We can't forget that, and that's why we need to make sure, particularly when it comes to women's health, women's sports, or indeed spaces, that we're protecting those rights in those places.
The government is currently weighing up advice from the Equality and Human Rights Commission, which states that sex should be clearly defined as biological sex under the Equality Act. Members of the Women's Institute have slammed its leadership for ignoring that sex is biological fact and accused it of forcing groups to accept men. The Women's Institute has admitted men since 2015. A recent equality, diversity and inclusion policy claims this ensures the WI is a place for all women to celebrate who they are. It says refusing to accept a person's gender identity is transphobic. A group of members calling themselves the Women's Institute Women's Declaration accused the leadership of the WI of seeking to police the thoughts of its members and undermining its ability to campaign on women's issues. The Christian Institute's Dr. Sharon James urged the WI to return to the truth that womanhood is rooted in biology.
The Women's Institute has gone off the rails by forcing its groups to accept men as members. How can the largest women's group in the United Kingdom campaign on female-specific issues if it's lost any notion of what a woman is? The leadership should heed the backlash from members who claim that it's shut down debate and is silencing those who uphold biological reality. The Women's Institute claims to be a place for all women to celebrate who they are. It needs to return to the truth that womanhood is based on biology, and that is both immutable and unchangeable.
Dutch children of all ages will be eligible to be euthanized when the country broadens its law again later this year. The Dutch government has agreed to revise the Euthanasia Act to include children between the ages of 1 and 12. In 2002, the Netherlands became the first country in the world to legalise euthanasia, including for children older than 12. Parents have been allowed to seek assistance from doctors to kill their babies before their first birthday since 2005. Deaths from euthanasia rose by nearly 14% in the country in 2022. Professor Kevin Yule, Chief Executive of Humanists Against Assisted Suicide and Euthanasia, called the new figures alarming and said it is increasingly seen as a solution for social rather than medical problems. What we are increasingly seeing is death, ironically, as a lifestyle choice for those who are frightened of living. This is worrying, to say the least. And finally, we take a moment to remember Operation Mobilization founder George Verwer, who has died age 84. Born in New Jersey, USA, Verwer came to Christ in 1955 and just 2 years later began the work of OM on a mission trip to Mexico. Today, OM has over 3,000 workers in nearly 150 countries across the world. The Institute's Kieran Kelly reflected that when he met Verwer, he was struck by his energy and passion for sharing the gospel. George had a big heart for Jesus, which drove him to give as many people the opportunity to hear the gospel as he could. Our prayers are with George's wife Drina and their three children during this difficult time. Kevin Bidwell was a friend of George for over 20 years. He spoke to the Institute about his inspiring example.
People remember George for the missions he was involved in and ships and literature and evangelism, but I want to speak personally about George as a friend. The Bible says a friend loves at all times, and if George Verwer bonded with you, that was it, that was for life. And he bonded with my wife and I over 20 years ago, and he's just been there through thick and thin. And I think we need to learn that lesson, that the church has got many things to do, but let us never forget to keep in sight the importance of godly, loving, permanent friendships. And I'm thankful that God allowed our family's path to cross George Verwer's and to learn about his friendship and generosity.
Well, that's all for this week. For regular updates and information on all of our stories, plus much more, visit our website at christian.org.uk. Until next time, goodbye.